Justin Flugback with you, joined now by Coach Gary Smith, talking Hiawatha boys basketball. The Redhawks in the Thunder Classic tournament this week in Seneca, and the record even at 5-5 now on the season. Couple games since last we spoke, Coach, going back to last Friday night, able to get a game in against Royal Valley, obviously one of the better teams, I think number two in the state now in Class 3A. You'd had a few games where you'd played pretty good, you felt like, through three or three and a half quarters, but Royal Valley, a little bit different animal, I guess. 76 points scored for them that night. What did you feel like was the biggest takeaway from the game down in Hoyt?
Well, if you take away the first quarter of that game, it was different also. They come out and just shot the ball really well. We seemed to have trouble finding their shooters. I mean, we knew who they were and where they were, but we didn't do good enough getting them run off the three-point line, because I think they were like 5 for 6 in the first quarter. And then from that point on, you know, you're kind of playing catch-up, and, you know, they're plenty talented enough to make it really tough on you if you're going to do that.
You bet. This week, as mentioned in the Thunder Classic, a nice win to open things up. You played Monday night and beat a good Marysville team 64-61, a tight contest. And I know your comment before we started the interview was it was kind of good to see the team play a little bit more consistently through all four quarters on Monday this week.
You know, it was. And, you know, I thought we played well, but I thought Marysville played well. I mean, I don't think their coach would have walked out of there and said we were terrible or, you know, we just didn't play well. I thought they played well. I thought they shot the ball well. I thought they played hard, but that's always been them anyway. But I would have thought if you'd been a spectator, it's been a good game to watch because it's pretty clean and everybody, you know, I think was, you know, playing pretty well.
You have Nemaw Central, team you faced in December, team you'll face again here in another couple weeks as well. That's on Thursday, and then one more game Saturday to finish out the Thunder Classic. Besides kind of getting that consistency, I guess, what do you feel like are a couple areas still that this team can be better at and be able to improve at here in the final half of the season?
You know, the biggest thing is, you know, we kind of mentioned earlier, you know, putting a complete game in, and be honest, you know, I'd say out of four quarters, probably three and a half quarters, you know, in most of our games, we're, you know, we're doing the things we need to do. But, you know, when you play those good of teams and, you know, if you don't finish out a game or you have a point where you're not, I guess, making plays, whether it's defense, offense, rebound, whatever the case may be, you know, you're probably going to get beat. We had two or three games like that, and it was sure good to see, like I said, against Marysville the other night where we, you know, made plays at the end and did the things we needed to do to beat good ball teams.
Are you happy on the offensive end with the balance, I guess, and just the consistency there? Or what things offensively, I guess, you know, you've had some guys score some big outputs on different nights, but are you happy with enough contributors, I guess, and feel like everybody's settled into what you can expect from them offensively each night?
I think so. I mean, that's probably been the area that's kind of what I expected. You know, it seems like, you know, we can make it tough on you offensively. You know, we can get up and down the court and, you know, we can do some things and got some kids shoot the ball a little bit. And we just, you know, where we struggle most is rebounding. And a lot of that has to do with, I mean, we just don't have a lot of big bodies or might be tall enough and might be athletic enough, but, you know, they got to be more physical. Today's such a physical game and they just got to be more physical around the basket. And, you know, we got to get better at that. And the same goes on defense. I mean, just so many teams are 4 out, 5 out. And, you know, it's just tough to keep a bigger body or a stronger body from getting to the, you know, getting to the paint. So, you know, biggest things, you know, I am pleased on the offensive end of it, but we got to keep, you know, doing a better job defensively and rebounding.
You bet. Seems like there's quite a few of those bigger guys in the Big 7 League this season, no doubt.
Yeah.
Best of luck, Coach, finishing out the Thunder Classic this week. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
All right. Well, thanks, Justin.
Gary Smith, head coach of the Redhawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Carl's Body Shop and Ryan Meiniger at State Farm in Hiawatha.